William Rood is the new president of the University of Northern Iowa. Iowa's Board of Regents meeting in Des Moines this afternoon selected Rood, who was one of two finalists that the regents interviewed today. The other finalist was Indiana University, Purdue University Chancellor Emeritus Michael Wartell. William Rood is in his sixth year heading Shippensburg University in Pennsylvania, and he joins me by phone. Congratulations.
Thank you so very much, Pat. I'm very excited. The opportunity is a wonderful one. I look forward to working with the University of Northern Iowa faculty, staff, students, and alumni to really make an exciting time.
Now, during the selection process, you did talk to those very people that you just mentioned on campus, students, faculty, members of the search committee. What impression did you get about our school?
I got the impression that there is a tremendous amount of pride at the University of Northern Iowa. I got the feeling there is definitely a University of Northern Iowa family. And I've got the definite impression that the University of Northern Iowa wants to clearly to be known as the comprehensive regional university in the state of Iowa.
And I'm sure you got an earful about the recent budget problems that the university has experienced.
Right. No different than the recent budget problems that we've faced in the state of Pennsylvania and many other states around the country.
UNI's enrollment is 90% Iowa students, which poses a problem with getting enough out-of-state tuition dollars for the budget. What do you think about that equation, 90% Iowans?
Well, I come from an environment as well in Pennsylvania where we have about 90% of the students at Shippensburg are also from Pennsylvania. We have engaged and are allowed to engage in some experimental or some innovative out-of-state tuition advantage programs where we try and get out to New Jersey, Delaware, Virginia, West Virginia, New York, and try to recruit outstanding students to come to Shippensburg with some forms of discounted tuition as long as it pays for cost of instruction. So I don't think we should ever give up a seat at the University of Northern Iowa for somebody from out of state, but at the same time, I think we need to become innovative, creative, and find ways in which students from the other 49 states, the rest of North America, and the world are interested in coming to the University of Northern Iowa.
And another hot topic has been athletics. What place does athletics play in the overall budget process?
Well, athletics has a very important home in the entire university. Athletics is a window on the world, just like the fine and performing arts are. It brings visibility. It brings friends and donors to the institution. It brings us great student athletes who can compete on and off the field. I think it has to be managed. I come from a Division II sports program. We have 20 sports, and we need to manage it carefully. We need to look at it carefully. We need to understand what our role is in terms of athletics. But clearly, athletics is a key component part of what we do at the University of Northern Iowa.
You knew this morning you had a 50-50 chance of getting this position, and you probably looked in the mirror and maybe prepared your acceptance speech a little bit. What did you say?
Well, I thanked everybody. I thanked the Board of Regents. I thanked the faculty, staff, and students. I thanked the search committee. And I just indicated that my wife Judy and I and our puppy dog Fuzzy are ready to come to Iowa. And we really want to meet Iowa. We want to learn more about Iowa so that we can work with everybody at UNI to move the institution forward in its rightful place in higher ed in the state of Iowa.
Thank you for taking about 4 minutes of your time this afternoon. You have a reception to get to, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you.
I do indeed, Pat. Thank you so very much, and I look forward to talking to you again.
That's UNI's new president, William Rood, who's replacing 66-year-old Ben Allen, who's retiring after nearly 7 years in Cedar Falls.